Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast in the off season. Thanks for being with me. Got a, stuff going on. It's gonna be slowing down for a little bit, but you know what? I mean, we're sitting here. It's Tuesday. It's the 14th of June. The Raiders are going to start up in like 5 weeks. They haven't officially gave us their date for training camp, but, you know, they play in that Hall of Fame game, so they get an extra preseason game, and that's August 4th, Thursday, August 4th. I think they're going to be in around the 20th to 25th of July, so it's coming very quickly. The Raiders' last offseason workout day was yesterday, Monday. And this is going to go on the site, Silver and Black Pride, on Wednesday morning, and it's going to be everywhere where you get your podcasts this afternoon. So if we missed something in our timeline, that's the situation. It's currently just before 1:30 Tuesday on the West Coast. And thanks again for joining us. They cut it out yesterday, was the last day. They had the mandatory minicamp last week. Seemed to go well. We'll have some news and notes. Pretty quiet. Again, Josh McDaniels doesn't give a lot of media access as far as he doesn't say a lot. He's pleasant. He's nice. I know him. He's okay. But he's not going to be saying a lot of stuff that John Gruden did. And that's fine. Just win, right? Just win. They canceled today's deal. And a lot of teams do that. A lot of coaches do that as a reward to their players for the offseason, that they'll cut, the last practice off or a couple of practices off. It happens. And Josh McDaniels did that. So they're on their summer vacation. Coaches are going to be vacationing. Players are going to be vacationing. Players got to stay out of trouble. Coaches got to stay out of trouble. Everybody's got to stay out of trouble. We all got to stay out of trouble. Let's all stay out of trouble. And that's the break. And then they come back, and it's on for the season. So the Raiders' season is starting fairly soon. And, big news Friday morning. That Dave Ziegler, he likes me waking up and the news. He signed Derek Carr in an early morning last month or 2 months ago, and last Friday did the same thing with Hunter Renfrow. Basically, the crack of dawn on Friday morning on the West Coast, Hunter Renfrow gets a 2-year extension, $16 million per year. He's now under contract through 2024. 16 for 2 years is a pretty good deal. If you add this year, it's like 11 and a half over the life, and that's a pretty good deal too, considering that, receiver market has gone up. Hunter Renfrow's contract reminds me a lot of Cooper Kupp, a guy who blew up in his third year like Renfrow did, and then got a big deal. And now, Cooper Kupp had a historic year last year. He, huge reason why the Rams are Super Bowl champions. And this last week, they rewarded him again. So Hunter Renfrow, if all goes well, could be on that same path, get a tear-him-up deal and, gets another deal with the Raiders. He's going to be 29 years old at the end of his life of this contract, so he has another prime contract in him. So it was a good deal, and the Raiders show that they're keeping their guys. This shows that the window is the next 3 years, right? They signed Carr to a 3-year deal. Davante Adams' deal is essentially 3 years. Chandler Jones' deal is 3 years. Max Crosby's is 4 years. This is the window, guys. The window is open. The Raiders need to win a Super Bowl during this thing. They're spending money. I saw a thing where the Rams have three players over 25, averaging $25 million a year. 12 teams don't have any. The Raiders and Browns are tied with two, Carr and Adams. That's an average. Max Crosby's just under. I think he's like at 23. So Mark Davis is spending. They have these players. They have high-quality players. You see these top 100 lists. There are a lot of Raiders on these lists now. That's the difference. This team is good. The last guy that got to resign is Waller, and we'll see. Waller was on this podcast network, Silver and Black Pride, just recently saying, you know, yeah, I think, you know, at some point, decision to be made. He basically indicated that, you know, he agrees with the rest of the free world that he is underpaid, but he's also going to do it the right way because he wants to be a good teammate. And he went to all the offseason, and, you know, he's not going to be holding out. So, you know, at some point, he needs to be rewarded. I was kind of surprised that Denzel Perryman, ESPN reported that Denzel Perryman is a guy that the new staff wants to keep, is interested. I was a little surprised by that because of his age, and, you know, a lot of people don't think he fits what the Raiders do, but he must be impressing them. And, you know, we'll see. He had a heck of a year. He was a good Raider last year, and if he has another good year, it's going to help because the defense is getting better. Max is a superstar. Jones is really freaking good. Morgan, I don't think we talk about Morgan enough. Hobbs, you know, had a good, great rookie year. He had a great everything, right? He had a great offseason as a rookie. He had a great training camp as a rookie. He had a great preseason as a rookie. He had a great season as a rookie. We always like, okay, when's he going to get too big for this kid? It never did. And by all accounts, he had a good offseason this year. A really good freaking player, you know? Hearing good things about Amik Robertson, that, you know, his versatility, that's good. I'm really interested to see what the cornerback rotation's going to look like. I mean, it's going to be interesting. They got out of this mini camp season, off-season workout, pretty healthy. There's some guys banged up. You know, Mullen, we don't know what the deal is Mullen. Hankins is hurt. Belai Nichols is out. We don't know if many. I don't know if. I think the only guy. Well, right now, I think everybody's going to be ready. I think everybody's going to be ready. I'm talking about September. I'm talking about the Chargers, you know, that first game. That's what counts. If dudes aren't playing in the preseason, that doesn't worry me one bit. That's fine. Preseason, you may not agree. You may agree preseason sucks. It's just the games are horrible. It's all about camp. It's all about camp. It's all about getting ready for week one. That's all. That's what it is. That's what it is. So what else we got going on? You know, McDaniels talked well about the team last week. You know, pumped up Carr again. I don't think there's any. I think they're very comfortable together, and we'll see how it goes. And I expect Carr to have a big year because he has a lot of weapons. You know, what's it with Carr? Carr's just got to continue to be accurate. Got to hold on to the ball under pressure, because teams are still going to come after him. That narrative of from players, we've heard them on the field say it, and Joey Bosa said it, that the players, defenders, believe that narrative. So they're going to come after Carr hard and think they think they can rattle him, and they're going to do that until he proves otherwise. And then they're going to keep going, but he's either going to have to prove it or not. And that's not me talking, that's the players talking. They signed another tight end, Jesper Horsted. They have 7 tight ends on the roster. We'll see how that shake up. It's all about Waller and Moreau, right? And then we'll see what happens. They signed another cornerback, Chris Jones. Cool NFL name, not the same guy. A cornerback. You know, he's been bounced around. He's played very sparingly. So we'll see. You know, they signed so many guys, and a lot of them, they're not all going to make the roster. So we'll see. But, yeah, they got another guy yesterday. So exciting stuff. What else is going on? Brandon Parker, he played a little right tackle last week. I still think it's Leatherwood's job. And if Leatherwood doesn't, if it is Parker at right tackle, Leatherwood will be a guard. I don't think Leatherwood is going to be a non-starter this year. If he is, wow, crazy. You know, I think Parham has a shot. We'll see. He's playing some guard, playing center. His easiest path to the field as a rookie is guard, because Andre James is the guy there this year. So, you know, I think if you want to see this guy, your best hope bet is at cornerback. At guard, not center. What else we got going on? That's kind of it, you know? I mean, hey, you got a signing of a guy, another guy. Let's see Waller get signed. the off season is over. Now we just hope these guys stay out of trouble. And it's a pretty good locker room, so it should be okay. All the draft picks are signed. And now it's just time to, you know, enjoy ourselves a little bit and get ready for what I expect to be a wild season. Let's not do wild. Let's just do successful, right? We don't want wild. We had wild last year. That was, you know, ups and downs for many reasons. But let's have a fun season. And we're getting there. You'll hear from me next week. I'll be back. But, yeah, just kind of a bang, bang, bang. Hopefully I got you a little smarter. Like I say, it's not your job to know what's going on and hearing everything. That's my job. I try to get, you know, as much as I can and just pass it along. Just make you a little smarter. You have to hear my dumb voice, so you might as well get something out of it, right? So, hey, thank you. Be happy. Be safe. Have fun. It's summertime. It's a great time of year. Talk to you later. See you later. This is Bill Williams and this is Silver Black Pride.